This is New England Public Radio's Jazz Beat. I'm Tom Reaney with a podcast edition of my jazz blog, which you can find at nepr.net. Today's podcast focuses on Frank Sinatra's recording That's Life. 2015 was the Frank Sinatra centennial year. That's Life was the first Frank Sinatra tune that appealed to me. I was a 13-year-old when I first heard it and was not yet a fan of Sinatra's. His 60s radio hits Strangers in the Night and Love and Marriage were turnoffs, and no amount of hype could persuade me that he was in the same league as the Temptations, the Stones, the Animals, and other personal favorites of my boyhood. But the song's blues feeling, bold spirit, and strong beat made me reconsider. A corner sandwich shop in my Worcester neighborhood had it on its jukebox, and it wasn't long before the chairman of the board had me digging deep for coin every time I entered the place. Sinatra biographer Will Friedwald calls That's Life Sinatra's most concerted effort to approximate a blues sound. He premiered the song on his 1966 TV special A Man and His Music with an arrangement by his great collaborator Nelson Riddle.
Here's our latest reprise release. It's a good tune and a lyric that gives you something to think about. Did you hear about it? That's life. That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune when I'm back on top in June. I said that's life. Funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stepping on dreams. But I don't let it get me down. 'Cause this old world, it keeps going around. I've been
But when it came time to record it, Sinatra called on the redoubtable team of Jimmy Bowen and Ernie Freeman. A year earlier, Bowen and Freeman had produced his hugely successful album, Strangers in the Night, which included the title song and a tune that became my second favorite by Sinatra, Summer Wind. Here they came up with an arrangement with a contemporary feel, one that Sinatra's drummer Irv Kotler called ballad rock.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind. Like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath a blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you to the summer wind. The autumn wind and the winter winds, they have come and gone. And still the days, those lonely days, they go on and on. And guess who sighs his lullabies through nights that never. The summer wind, the summer wind, warm summer wind, the summer wind.
Friedwald notes that while Frank had influenced Ray Charles's decision to add strings and sing ballads, he emulated Ray on That's Life by shouting the blues over a background of pseudo-Ray Letts. Friedwald says Sinatra sounded sensually funky singing Nelson Riddle's arrangement, but the Freeman Bowen treatment ushered in a new persona. He'd come a long way from the voice of the 40s, says Friedwald, and now Sinatra growls, grunts, snarls, and all but spits at the audience. Bowen told Friedwald that Sinatra had completed a take of That's Life that everyone in the studio, including the singer, felt was the one. We played it back and Frank said, "Boy, that's a hit, isn't it?" And I said, "Well, no. If you want a hit, you're going to have to do it one more time." Everybody got real quiet and he gave me the coldest look an artist ever gave me. But he went right out, and instead of singing it hip, he was pissed now. He bit it.
That's life. That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change.
Clark DeLeon, writing in the Philadelphia Inquirer, admitted to being 43 before he got Sinatra. It was after he'd settled into an inconsolable funk following the Phillies' Game 3 defeat in the 1993 World Series when he felt the redemptive energy in Sinatra's Phoenix-like up and down and over and out chorus. DeLeon wrote, "It was like Popeye eating spinach. With one song, Frank Sinatra had drop-kicked my self-indulgent gloom out the window. The sound of his voice was a tonic, a wonder drug taken by ear."
I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out. And I know one thing, each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get
in the race. That's life.
That's life.
I tell you, I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself laying flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
And I can't deny it. Many times I thought of cutting out, but my heart won't buy it. But if there's nothing shaking come this here July, I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball and die.
Sinatra first heard the song through the version O.C. Smith recorded in 1965. Smith sang with Count Basie's touring band between 1961 and 65, and he and Sinatra had become friends through their mutual association with the Count. During that period, Sinatra recorded two studio albums with Basie, toured Europe with the band, and played his legendary engagement at the Sands in Las Vegas with Basie in 1966. The song was perfectly matched to the new swagger that Sinatra began exhibiting in the mid-60s. That's Life was a regional hit for O.C. Smith around Los Angeles and Detroit in 1966, but after Sinatra's version was released, Smith enjoyed a national hit with his, too. And when he sang it before a Los Angeles nightclub audience in 1968, he introduced it by naming the South Central address he'd moved from on the strength of the second life he enjoyed with the song. Address-wise, his audience knew just where he'd come from.
1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 2, 3, 4. A song that I'm awfully happy to say enabled me to move all the way from 41st and Hooper to Olympic and Hauser. You know how far that is, don't you? That's life. That's what people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that too. When I'm back up on top in June, that's life. Funny as it seems, some people get their kicks stepping on dreams. But I won't let it get me down. This old world keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate and a poet. Been a pawn and I've been a king. Been up and down, over and out. But I know one thing. Every time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get right back in the race. 'Cause that's life. I can't deny. Thought of quitting, but my heart won't buy.
And if I didn't think it was worth a try, I'd roll up in a big ball and die. One morning, hey, I'd roll up in a big ball and I would die.
Hello. Hello.
I've been puppet, pauper, pirate, and a fool. I've been a pawn and I've been a king. Been up and down, over and out. I know one thing. I know that every time I find myself flat on my face, all I gotta do is when I wake up, wash up, brush up, choke up. Can you dig it? And get it. That's life. Can't deny. I thought of quitting, but my heart won't back. And if I didn't think it was worth a try, you know I'd roll up.
In 1968, the nation was devastated by the assassinations of Martin Luther King Jr. and Sinatra's old nemesis, Bobby Kennedy. The night after King's death, April 5, 1968, James Brown was scheduled to play the Boston Garden. In an effort to keep Boston calm and its streets riot-free, Mayor Kevin White considered canceling the concert. But the city's sole black city councilor, Tom Atkins, persuaded White to let it proceed and have it broadcast on local television. The concert has long been credited with keeping the peace in Boston. After opening remarks by Atkins and the mayor, J.B. opened the show with the most sanctified version of That's Life that anyone's ever heard.
That's life!
For additional features on Frank Sinatra and That's Life, visit the jazz blog at nepr.net. Thanks to Katie Wright for production assistance. For Jazz Beat, I'm Tom Reaney.
I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball. I've got to roll myself up in a big ball. Gonna get me a soul sister from over there now. Gotta get me one from my ear now. Gotta get me one from over there now. Gotta have a good time.